direction in a sea of chaos. Welcome to Abounding Grace. Join us now with Pastor Chris Gordon as we open the Word of God.
So grateful you've tuned in today to Abounding Grace Radio. Pastor Chris Gordon of the Linden United Reformed Church. We have been studying this week Ezekiel chapter 1. We're going to conclude our study this morning. What a vision Ezekiel is given. Out by the river Chebar, Ezekiel has been taken into captivity. The first deportation. And all the false prophets have been dreaming up visions of their own making. God is love. Only love. God's not going to judge his people. God's not going to leave them in captivity long. Just 2 years, said the false prophet Hananiah. God is coming in this vision contrary to what everyone had built up in their mind about a peaceful God who would visit his people in kindness. God is visiting them in judgment because they've profaned his holiness. They've torn down his altars. They've worshiped the Baals. They've worshiped the Ashtaroths. They've become total idolaters, and no one in Israel is mourning for their sins. God's had enough. So this powerful vision comes, a whirlwind out of the north, a fiery furnace of fire engulfing itself, a storm, totally contrary to what the false prophets were declaring. God gives Ezekiel a true vision. In it were these four living creatures standing around with four heads, a lion, an eagle, an ox, and the head of a man, straight legs and feet like calves' feet. Hands of a man, wings to shield the glory of God, and wings to cover their own bodies so they wouldn't be incinerated, forming a wall, a firewall of glory, where the glory of God is radiating. Yesterday we left off with these wheels. Beside each creature was a massive wheel, a wheel within a wheel. So that whenever the wheel moved, it could go in any of the four directions without having to turn. Everything was perfect. These wheels were awesome. Their rims were so high, it says they were awesome, and their rims were full of eyes all around the four of them. They see everything. These wheels were so massive that the bottom part of the wheel rested on the earth, and the top part reached up into heaven. And whenever the cherubim moved, so did the wheels. They lifted up from the earth wherever the Spirit wanted them to go. When they stopped, they stopped. When the cherubim went, they went. Do you know what you're seeing in Ezekiel 1? It's the glory chariot. Ezekiel is seeing this thing rolling, coming out of the north in enraged fire. The cherubim have formed a wall. The wheels are in motion, and their strong, straight, powerful legs are under something. Verse 22. The likeness of the firmament above the heads of the living creatures was like the color of an awesome crystal stretched out over their heads, and under the firmament, their wings spread out straight toward one another. Each one had two which covered one side. Each one had two which covered the other side of the body. When I heard the noise of their wings, like the noise of many waters, like the voice of the Almighty, a tumult of noise of an army, and when they stood still, they let down their wings. You see what this is? The firmament was the great expanse God had created at the beginning between heaven and earth. You have the bottom floor of heaven, if you will, a vehicle transporting the throne room of God. It's represented as the glory chariot of Christ. He's writing. This is Psalm 18. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations of the hills also quaked and were shaken because he was angry. Smoke went up from his nostrils and devouring fire from his mouth. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down with darkness under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and flew. He flew upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His canopy around him was dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. From the brightness before him, his thick clouds passed with hailstones and coals of fire. the Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice. You see what this is? Christ is reigning, and this is his heavenly chariot with the army coming with him. This is how Ezekiel ends this description. Whenever this voice spoke, the whole thing stopped. Above the firmament over their heads was the likeness of a throne, in appearance like a sapphire stone. On the likeness of the throne was the likeness of the appearance of a man high above it. Also from the appearance of his waist and upward I saw, as it were, the color of amber, with the appearance of fire all around within it. And from the appearance of his waist and downward I saw, as it were, the appearance of fire with brightness all around, like the appearance of a rainbow in a cloud on a rainy day. So was the appearance of the brightness all around it. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. So when I saw it, I fell on my face, and I heard a voice of one speaking. This is none other than the pre-incarnate Christ riding on the black clouds of his glory, coming in raging fire. And what stirred him up? In the verses that follow Ezekiel chapter 1 in this vision, we read that the Lord stood up Ezekiel. He had fallen on his face before this glory. And the Lord says to him, I am sending you, son of man, to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation that has rebelled against me. Don't be afraid of their words. Open your mouth and eat my book. Judgment is happening to purge them. Enough is enough. They've profaned my glory. They've rebelled by worshiping other gods. They are idolaters. To cleanse his people and to save his remnant. This is how involved the darkness is upon us, dear listener. The kingdom of Satan to corrupt our view of God, his worship, his holiness, his commands, his gospel that he infiltrates. He infiltrates the people of God with false teachers, people who don't fear at all the glory of the Lord. They don't fear him. So, all throughout history, for the remnant to be spared, a great cleansing had to occur. The Lord is extremely jealous for his name, and Christians carry that name. If you have your Bibles open, this is Ezekiel chapter 9. Listen to this. Now the glory of the God of Israel had gone up from the cherub, where it had been, to the threshold of the temple. And he called to the man clothed with linen who had the writer's inkhorn at his side. And the Lord said to him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and put a mark on the foreheads of the men who sigh and cry over all the abominations that are done within it. To the others, he said in my hearing, go after him through the city and kill. Do not let your eye spare, nor have pity. Go through and mark my elect, he says. But destroy those who don't believe. Dear listener, how are the elect known? They sigh and they cry over the abominations that are done, over the way God is treated. Let me ask this today. Do you cry when God's church has been turned into a theater? Do you cry that God is being marketed like a product? Do you fear and have deep sorrow in your heart that many, says the apostle, are turning their ears from the truth to have them tickled with things that they want to hear to make them feel good? Are you sorrowful that God's name is dragged through the mud, that people have treated him like a product, and that everyone has bought into the tolerance of this? Are you tolerant of this? The Lord has marked those who cry and sigh over those who are profaning his holiness. And that sign is the mark that you are jealous for his glory, his holiness, that his name would not be profaned. Do you know what Ezekiel saw in chapter 10? Let me read this description after all of this. Then I looked, and in the firmament there was Above the head of the cherubim there appeared something like a sapphire stone, having the appearance of the likeness of a throne. Then he spoke to the man clothed with linen and said, "Go in among the wheels under the cherub, feel your hands with coals of fire from among the cherubim, and scatter them over the city." That's judgment. God is going to judge his city. As he went in as I watched. Now the cherubim were standing on the south side of the temple where the man went in, and the cloud filled the inner court. Then the glory of the Lord went up from the cherubim and paused over the threshold of the temple. And the house was filled with the cloud, and the court was full of the brightness of the Lord's glory. And the sound of the wings of the cherubim was heard, even in the outer court, like the voice of God Almighty when he speaks. This is verse 18. Then the glory of the Lord departed from the threshold of the temple and stood over the cherubim, and the cherubim lifted up their wings in my sight. This is an awful moment in Israel's history. Do you know what just happened? The glory left Judah. God's presence left his church. How could anyone stand before this throne? Does the Lord do this today? Does the Lord do this today? Does he judge today? There's a final judgment coming, but sure he does. He warns the churches in Revelation that if they don't maintain his message, if they don't maintain a call and have the message of repentance from sin and the gospel preached, if they turn the thing into a show and tolerate all sorts of false teachings, do you know what he's going to do? He's going to remove his lampstand and he will leave that church. Interesting to the church in Sardis. You know what he says? They have a name. They have a name. They have a reputation, but they're dead. You know, if we were to go through our phone books today, what churches in our communities would have the best reputation? Do you know the churches that had the best reputation in Jesus' day? When he came to these churches in Revelation, he said they were dead. That's something to think about, isn't it? The lampstand was pulled from those churches because they profaned his holiness. The good news of the gospel is that Ezekiel is called the Son of Man, but he foreshadowed the true Son of Man who would come. The Holy Spirit would come upon him, right? In bodily form, a voice would come from heaven saying, "You are my beloved Son. In you I'm well pleased." Jesus, like Ezekiel, began his ministry at 30 years of age. The Son of Man went to the cross and cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" In his God-forsakenness, he paid for the sins of his people. He's coming again on the clouds of heaven with great fire because he's jealous for his people and his name. The Bible has told us that it's time for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? 1 Peter 4:17. The house, the church, will be cleansed soon. Let us hear his voice today. Let us cry over the things that deny him. And as the very angels in heaven do, dear listener, let us worship and bow down. Let us adore the God of our salvation, properly reverencing him, for he is still a consuming fire. May we never forget him in his holiness. Oh Lord, you are holy. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Abounding Grace Radio is brought to you by the United Reformed Church here in Linden. We are a church where the Bible sincerely believed and faithfully taught. As always, we give you an invite to join us for worship 10 a.m., 6 o'clock p.m. on the Lord's days. LindenURC.com is the website. Thanks for tuning in today. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ and all of its glory continue to richly bless you.